Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Thursday, October 29th. Vice President Mike Pence is the latest candidate to make Michigan a stop on the presidential campaign trail. Speaking to supporters in Flint last night, Pence attacked Democratic nominee Joe Biden on trade and energy policies. The vice president also defended President Donald Trump's response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
We're going to keep protecting the vulnerable. We're going to keep saving lives. And while Joe Biden's talking about shutting down our country, we are opening up America again.
More than 220,000 Americans, including more than 7,000 Michiganders, have died from COVID-19. President Trump is scheduled to campaign in Oakland County on Friday, and then Biden is scheduled to campaign with former President Barack Obama on Saturday in Michigan. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel say it's not too late to reinstate a ban on openly carrying guns at or near polling places on Election Day. They are appealing a court ruling that struck down a directive from Benson. We have more from Rick Pluta.
The decision to strike down the ban came from a Michigan Court of Claims judge. The next stop is the State Court of Appeals. Nessel said the state stands by its position that guns at polling places can be intimidating and that the Secretary of State has broad power to ensure safe and orderly elections. She said the case is on a fast track.
We will have this resolved by November 3rd, and we will make it clear exactly what the rules are and are not prior to people going into the polls on that particular day.
Brandishing a firearm and blocking access to polling places are already illegal, said Nessel. She said there will also be a state hotline for people to report problems, including instances of voter intimidation. I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.
Commercial shipping on the Great Lakes is moving again after the industry slowed down due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Eric Peace is the Director of Operations and Communications for the Lake Carriers Association. He says shipping schedules are tight as the industry is now racing to fill orders before winter.
We're on the rebound here, so it's really going to be critical for us to continue to be able to ship up until the locks close on January 15th, which is going to require that the marine transportation system be resilient and continue to be open as designed.
He says a concern still is the possibility of dangerous ice coverage on the lakes as winter sets in. He says even in low ice coverage years, Coast Guard icebreakers are not always able to keep up. More than a month after the CDC issued a nationwide eviction moratorium for those being impacted by the pandemic, some experts say eviction filings appear to be on the rise. Ben Thorpe has more.
The data come from the State Court Administrative Office and show statewide eviction filings have steadily increased since July, when Michigan's moratorium lifted. The CDC issued a national moratorium on evictions last month, but it's not clear how much protection it's actually offering renters. Jim Schaffsema is a housing attorney with the Michigan Poverty Law Program.
You know, looking at that first week in October, that it looks like that's only the second time that eviction filings have been higher on a weekly basis compared to 2019 since March when the pandemic began.
The state says it has so far spent $13 million out of its $15 million eviction diversion program. That funding has helped cover rental assistance for some 3,900 households. Another 2,000 are expected to receive assistance in the next 2 to 3 weeks. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
The state has approved funding to help with business expansions and a community project in Traverse City. Almost $16 million will be spent to demolish an existing vacant parking lot and construct a four-story mixed-use building. Josh Hunt is with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and Pier Michigan.
This project is a benefit to the community in terms of 17 jobs that are being created from this project, both in terms of the tenants of the space, including a coffee shop, a preschool, a co-working space, and a community arts center that will all bring jobs to the community while also bringing important vibrancy to the community as well.
Other communities receiving funding include Romulus and Grand Rapids. Rooftop solar panel installers are worried about a looming cap set by law in 2016. It limits the amount of residential and commercial solar a utility has to allow. Laura Sherman is the president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council. She says consumers' energy is about to hit that cap, and solar installers are thinking of moving out of the state.
They're trying to figure out how they can shift their business to other places because they don't see there's a market in Michigan anymore.
In a statement, Consumers Energy said it's not clear when the cap will be met, but that the cap won't stop anyone from installing solar and connecting to the grid. Experts say it will mean that future customers will get about half the price for their excess energy than what is being paid out right now. There's been a surge in the number of deer hunting licenses sold this year. Dan Wanshura reports it's likely coinciding with an increase in outdoor recreation during the pandemic.
With the regular firearm season starting November 15th, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources reports a 17% increase in the number of deer hunting licenses sold so far. That seems to follow an increase in hunting and fishing in the state this year. The department also reported a 27% increase for spring turkey hunters and a 9% increase in fishing licenses. Ashley Ottenreith is a biologist with the Michigan DNR.
If you kind of look at who's got the biggest hunter participation, Michigan's still in the top five. You've got Wisconsin, you've got Pennsylvania, you've got Texas. You know, those are kind of some of your biggest players right there. And they're seeing very similar trends to what we are.
But overall, deer hunting numbers in Michigan have been declining since the mid-90s. Ottenreith says the increased numbers this year probably won't reverse that trend. I'm Dan Wanshura.
Detroit's census count is being challenged by local officials. As Eli Newman reports, they claim the federal government hindered the effort.
Mayor Mike Duggan says in his city, the count started late, ended early, and was understaffed throughout. He says that was not an accident.
There appears to be a national strategy to undercount cities, and it appears to be hitting Detroit most effectively.
Duggan says the city has 2 months to build a case, which could result in an administrative appeal or a lawsuit. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib says canvassing efforts were stymied.
We need that direct human contact where we can actually go door to door and talk to those that didn't respond in the first place.
Tlaib sits on the House Oversight Committee. She says she will use that position to request evidence from the Trump administration regarding Detroit's census count. I'm Eli Newman.
In our forecast for the Lower Peninsula, it'll be mostly cloudy today, a slight chance of showers, highs in the low to mid 40s. North of the Mackinac Bridge, clouds this morning, gradual clearing later today. Temperatures there in the mid 30s, 2 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup for this Thursday, the 29th of October, 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow.